Hi, everyone, and welcome to Focus Forward, an executive function podcast where we explore the challenges and celebrate the wins you'll experience as you change your life through working on improving your executive function skills. I'm your host, Hannah Choi.
It is the end of season 3 of Focus Forward. So exciting. And we're at episode 49. We will be on again in a few weeks with a special show celebrating our 50th episode. And then we'll begin season 4 in the beginning of October, just in time for ADHD Awareness Month. But right now, it's the beginning of August, and it's almost back to school time for some families, and others may be getting ready to start thinking about it. If you're anything like me, you've got some mixed feelings about this time of year. I'm half super excited to be getting back to a more scheduled time, and I'm also half stressed about making sure I don't mess up on anything, filling out and signing so many forms, and remembering passwords to all those different portals, and getting the right supplies, and picking up and dropping off kids in the right places in the right times, and keeping all my own stuff straight all at the same time. It's a lot to manage for everybody. Last summer, we held a webinar about executive function skills for back to school, and we'll be doing it again next week on August 14th at 7 p.m. Eastern. I hope you can join me. I'll be on with two of my colleagues, Travis Cox, who is a coach for Beyond Booksmart, and Amanda Ebel, another coach who is also a school trainer for our BrainTracks school division. So we'll be talking about strategies that kids can use to get off to the right start. And you can find that link to register for the webinar in the show notes. And if you miss it, you can still view the recording at a later time. So don't worry if you can't make it that night. Today's episode is just for us parents during that back to school time. Oh, and wait, before we get going here, I did want to mention that if you're listening at a time other than back to school season, just keep listening because we really need self-care for the entire year. So these tips and strategies apply at all times, not just back to school. Okay, so what we can do for ourselves, yes, because we know nobody else is going to do it for us, right? So what we can do for ourselves to make this an easier and maybe more enjoyable time is what we're going to talk about today. And as we know, supporting the people we love comes more easily when we're feeling good ourselves. And we've heard this message before, and I know I've said it before to you and to myself, but we really need to hear it again and again. We have to. Truly, we have to put on our own oxygen masks before helping others. And I don't know how many times we're going to have to hear this before it sinks in, so I'm just going to continue sharing it. I was emailing with a listener the other day, and she was saying that she was going to be doing that for herself before she was starting to help her son with something. And I just was so proud of her for acknowledging that. So today I'm going to explore 5 executive function areas that will really support you during this time and give you some tips and strategies in each area. So back to school parent self-care, but executive function style. Even if you can't do all of these things for yourself, and there are going to be a lot, just pick one, just one, that you're going to commit to doing and make observations over the next few weeks. What was hard? What was easy? Did doing that one thing make a difference? Is there something else you can add in? Okay, you ready? Let's do this. Okay, so first up is organization. Staying organized is a hugely important part of caring for ourselves. This might not come to mind immediately, but what's so effective about getting and staying organized is that it treats the future version of yourself with compassion and respect. We somehow believe that the future versions of ourselves will be better equipped to handle stuff, so we kind of pass off the hard stuff to them. You know, well, I'll just figure it out when I get there. Sometimes this works, but often our future selves are just as stressed as our present selves. I talk more about this in our procrastination episode. You can find the link to that in the show notes. And I really like to talk to my clients about being compassionate for our future selves. Front-loading work, planning, staying organized are all different things that we can do to be compassionate for that future self. So here are some places to start or things to consider adding in if you're already pretty organized. So create a family calendar. So using a shared calendar to keep track of important dates, such as school events, deadlines, extracurricular activities, this helps in visualizing the family schedule and avoiding last-minute surprises. In my family, we use a whiteboard calendar that we hang on the fridge and a shared Google calendar. Weekly planning session. You got to set aside time each week to plan meals, activities, logistics, who's going to drive who, when. This reduces daily decision-making stress and it ensures a smoother week. In my family, we do this on Sunday nights. Everybody grumbles about it, including me. But as you may have heard me say in our recent Coach Q&A episode, we all really benefit from it, just immensely benefit from it throughout the week. And we do notice a big difference in the weeks where we skip the planning session. Declutter and organize spaces that you spend a lot of time in. So organize those common areas like the kitchen, your study area, and the entryway. And this helps reduce chaos and just makes your mornings smoother, makes the end of the day smoother. And I really love Cass Arson's tips on daily tidying. You can check out the Clutter Bug link that I put in the show notes for more about this. Regular daily tidying is the ultimate compassionate act for our future selves. All right, next up is time management. So another one that you might not associate with self-care, but it's a really big one, and it's also an easy entry point for anyone who's not sure where to start. So set realistic goals, be compassionate for yourself again, and break down tasks into manageable steps and prioritize them. Focus on what's truly essential and be realistic about what you can accomplish each day. Prioritizing is another executive function skill that comes into play here. So be sure to take the time to pay attention to what is truly important. It can be tempting to feel like everything is important, especially when we're stressed. But when we really take a look at it all, we can find things that can be dropped or put off for a bit or delegated to someone else without compromising anything. I really love using the Covey Quadrants exercise for this. It's also called the Eisenhower Matrix, and you can find links about it in the show notes. Routine and consistency. This is a big one. Establish consistent routines for mornings, evenings, and weekends. Consistent routines help reduce decision fatigue and create a predictable environment for us and our kids. We can all relax a little bit when it's predictable. If you've been listening to Focus Forward for a while, you'll know how important sleep is for everyone. And if you're not sure where to start with this one, figuring out bedtime routines that help everyone get more sleep will probably have the biggest impact on everyone's back-to-school experience. And if you can't get everyone else on board, at least try to prioritize your own sleep. Oh, and also snag yourself some amber lens glasses that Marley Boyle recommended in the sleep episode. You will thank her for them. They're pretty awesome. And last is delegate responsibilities. Did you know that you don't actually have to do everything? We can fully expect our children and our partners to participate in household tasks. They are not guests in our home. If this kind of thinking is new for your family, it may be that you need to slowly get everyone used to this new normal, but I really believe it's worth the effort. Involving your kids in age-appropriate chores will not only lighten the load for you, it will also teach them skills that will last a lifetime. Okay, next one up is emotional regulation. And this is the section that probably isn't a surprise to you. Emotional regulation is a huge, huge part of self-care during stressful times. As you have heard me say a million times, and I will probably say a million more, we cannot use our executive function skills effectively when we're not regulated, when our emotions are in control. So everything will be harder. So let's take a look at some things we can do. Mindfulness and meditation. Yep, we know this one. Everybody has heard about how important this is. It comes up a lot because it really does work. It really does help. So try to find ways in your day to practice mindfulness or meditation to stay calm and centered. Even a few minutes a day can significantly reduce stress. And it doesn't have to look like sitting on a cushion, saying om and doing body scans. It can just be taking some deep breaths or paying attention to how the water feels on our hands when we're doing dishes. Just stop for a sec to pay attention to what you're doing and how you feel when you do it. Connect with other parents. So finding others who can relate to the challenges of back to school and all the other aspects of parenting can be a critical form of support for parents. If you don't already have a support network with other parents, you may be able to get connected through your school PTA or other activities. If you're on the shyer side, I encourage you to step outside of your comfort zone and just say hi to another parent. I know it's hard and it might even feel impossible depending on your comfort talking to people you don't know, but I do think it's worth it because sharing experiences and tips can provide emotional support and just practical advice. Set boundaries. Lastly, practice and learn to say no and set boundaries to avoid overcommitting. Protect your time and energy by focusing on what truly matters. And if someone asks you to do something for them, it's okay to say to them, you know, I'm going to have to think about that and get back to you. And it's also okay if you come to the conclusion that no, you can't help them, or you can help, but in a different way than they've asked. Okay, next EF skill that will help us parents at back to school time is cognitive flexibility. You know, that flexible thinking. So being able to think flexibly is always helpful as parents, as humans, especially as parents. Sometimes it feels like parenting is just a bunch of unexpected stuff happening back to back. So adaptability, cognitive flexibility gives us the power to be adaptable. So we're more prepared for changes and setbacks. Flexibility in your approach to challenges can help you handle them more gracefully. It just feels better. It's less of a struggle or a mental burden when we've gotten good at thinking flexibly. All those challenges become bumps in the road instead of massive hurdles. Problem-solving skills. Flexible thinking also helps us strengthen our problem-solving skills. When faced with a challenge, pause, take a deep breath, and a step back, and think through possible solutions. Encourage collaborative problem-solving within the family. Did you know that you don't have to solve everyone else's problems too? We can also see how strong emotional regulation skills can come into play here too. Being able to pause and regulate our emotions, even when we're frustrated or angry, can help us think of possible solutions and then take action. Being proactive, not reactive, is the name of the game at this time of the year. And, well, actually, always. All right, the last executive function skill area for today is metacognition. Being able to reflect on our days and our experiences to learn about what worked, what didn't, what we like, what we don't like, and on and on. It's just so important. Learning to be self-aware will always pay off. You can start to notice patterns and adjust things based on those observations. I know we're mostly here to talk about ourselves, but we can help our kids too by modeling metacognitive thinking. Talk aloud about what you've learned about yourself today, or share why you're using a certain tool or strategy. It can feel really dorky saying aloud, I'm going to write these down because I know I will forget them if I don't. But the kids are listening. They may not do it right away, but you just might see them taking after you once they've heard it enough times. And something we do in coaching all the time is just celebrate small wins. Everyone's always looking for the big win, but learning to pay attention to and celebrate small achievements can boost your morale and keep you motivated. Making change is hard and it happens incrementally. So let's learn how to identify and celebrate those small wins. Okay, one last thing before I go. In nearly every coaching session, I check in with my clients about three things: sleep, nutrition, and exercise or movement. I've been adding a fourth one in lately. Have they been doing fun things and or socializing? And these aspects of our self-care should be non-negotiable, but they are often what we give up first in lieu of all the other things we feel like we should do. I am here today to give you permission to go for that walk before you fold the laundry. Get coffee with your best friend instead of working on that presentation, or sit on the balcony and listen to the rest of that podcast episode you haven't had a chance to finish yet. If you're not used to doing this, you might feel some guilt, but keep at it. The guilt subsides eventually. And that is our show for today. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen. And good job. I'm so glad you did. Remember, it's okay to ask for help, set boundaries, and take time for yourself. Not to put any pressure on you, but if you're the one taking the time to listen today, you are likely a major player in your family, and taking care of yourself enables you to feel confident about your parenting. So embrace these tips and find what works best for you and take it one step at a time. You got this. And don't forget to register for our back to school webinar so you can learn about tools and strategies that kids can use too. You can reach out to me at podcast@beyondbooksmart.com if you want more details or you want help with anything I mentioned today. If you feel like you're really struggling and think some one-to-one EF coaching might help, check out our adult coaching program at worksmartcoaching.com. We love supporting adults in these challenging areas. And please check out the show notes. I've included links to a bunch of resources and a link to register for our upcoming webinar. If you're listening to this after August 14th, 2024, you can find the link to the webinar on our webinars page, which is also linked in the show notes. It helps us out a ton if you can rate us on Apple or Spotify, and even better, leave a written review on Apple so more people can find us. You can follow and even set up auto downloads of Focus Forward on Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts. Sign up for our subscriber email at beyondbooksmart.com/podcast. And our producer and editor is Sean Potts, and our content marketer is Justice Abbott. Thanks for listening.